On Capitol Hill today, the House unanimously approved a $136 billion spending bill. The measure provides funding for the Department of Veterans Affairs and for military construction projects. Fiscally conservative members say the bill also contains $500 million in pork barrel spending. They tried to take the projects out, and as NPR's Brian Naylor reports, that sparked a fight among Republicans.
The 395-0 vote obscured some pretty heated arguments on the House floor this afternoon. On one side were conservative Republicans who have been trying to get Congress to rein in its spending and end the practice known as earmarking. Jeb Hensarling of Texas pointed out some of the questionable pork barrel spending Congress approved last year.
In appropriation bills in 2006, we added $273,000 for garden mosaics in New York. Maybe that's money we could have spent today on this military construction. $179,000 for hydroponic tomato production. Maybe that money could have been spent on military construction. $1 million for the water-free urinal conservation initiative. Maybe that money could have been spent.
Trouble was, those projects were not in this bill, although there were others that raised the conservatives' ire. But moderate Republicans, including Illinois Congressman Ray LaHood, chastised the conservatives for trying to reduce funding for the military at a time of war.
You picked the wrong bill to have your earmark fight. Please don't tell us you support the troops. Please don't tell us you support the war. When you came out here and X'd out all of these important projects that help our troops, help us win the war, help the administration fight the war on terror. Pick another bill.
The heated rhetoric today served to underscore that the dispute over earmarking in Congress is far from settled. The House and Senate have each taken different approaches aimed at, if not ending, at least putting some controls on earmarks. But since the two chambers have yet to begin even trying to find common ground, the old rules and old habits remain in place. Still, House Majority Leader John Boehner, who himself disdains the practice of earmarks, is optimistic.
We did pass a very good lobbying and ethics reform bill that included a strong earmark reform proposal. Our proposal was different than the Senate proposal on earmark reform. That needs to be resolved, and I'm hopeful that it will be resolved in the near future. In the meantime, it's really up to the committee to make this decision.
An Appropriations Committee spokesman says earmarks are down this year and that there's more transparency. Moreover, he says earmarks comprise less than 1% of the budget. But Arizona Republican Jeff Flake, among those who have been trying to end earmarks, says for now it's business as usual.
They'll only move when pushed, and this has become such a part of what we do and who we are. We're very much addicted to earmarks, and so many members believe that that's how you get elected. I mean, half the Congress has been elected in the last 10 years when we've really ramped up earmarks, and they've been told and been conditioned to believe that that's how you get reelected, and you can't get reelected without bringing home the bacon. And so it's tough to get away from.
Tough, even though the House is under a microscope for its past spending habits. One former Appropriations Committee member, Randy Duke Cunningham of California, is in jail because he accepted bribes for pet projects. Two current committee members, Democrat Alan Mollahan of West Virginia and California Republican Jerry Lewis, the committee's chairman, are under investigation. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.